Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Love HQ podcast. This is a place for women who want to explore love, sex, dating, and relationships through an unconventional approach of ditching the normal dating advice, prizing yourself as an individual, and listening to expert interviews from all different walks of life, focusing on how you can get more in touch with yourself as a person, develop better relationships, and live life on your terms. Hello, my lovely woman. Should I say that to you? Should I might be being overly. Here's some love. Love on a Friday. It's my name's Hayley Quinn. I'm teaching female empowerment, does dating in a sex. It's a sexy mashup of all of the best learns and skills about social dynamics, how to meet people, conversation skills that I learned from my years of working in the pickup industry, fused with some truly badass female empowerment ethos and ethics. So it's all honourable, spliced together in this hybrid podcast that I call Love HQ, where we you know what we do? We say to books like the rules, fuck off. And we ignore all of that stuff that teaches you.
Thank you.
Do you know, I saw years ago on my mum's bookshelf that book.
Oh, no, it's a horror. I've been reading it for the first time.
And I opened it. I saw one page and I read about it saying about if a guy contacts you, you have to ignore him for like a whole week or something along those lines to build attraction. I was like, closed it.
It is. Yeah, boom. And the book went back on the shelf. Yeah, literally, I bought that book. I'm going to do a whole podcast on it, I think, next week. I bought the book, The Rules. And scarily, I looked at it. I started reading it on Monday. And it's the one that's updated for the internet generation. So there's like charts in it and stuff telling you. Because depending on how old you are and what internet generation you're in, that affects how long it is before you can contact him.
Oh.
Right. So there's, anyway, there's a bar chart.
I mean, to be fair, I haven't read the whole thing. So I don't want to be too about it.
It says stuff like men buy and sell companies. Women like romantic comedies. That pissed me off like 3 pages in. I also saw there's like 30 rules in the new edition. This isn't even the rules podcast, but we're going off on one. So there was 30 rules in the new book, and I started flicking through on Tuesday, worked out, get this, Monday, within the course of Monday, not the sexiest day of the week, I broke exactly 15 out of 30 rules in one day. I was like, oh shit, 50% fail rating. But it's just rubbish. Basically, if you're done with being told to sit quietly in a corner and wait for your prince to come, and you think that's actually hasn't worked out for you so far, welcome home, because we're here. Yeah, I think that's what's implied, you know, because it's a bit about women being kind of passive. And I actually think that there's definite skills you can learn how to say hello to him, how to communicate effectively, how to understand his psychology better, how to build a life that you're just super attractive anyway without having to. The P.S. in the rules, the preferential hairstyle is long, straight and blonde.
Who wrote the rules?
I know, some idiots. Some idiots that I don't even deserve to, don't deserve to be credited on Love HQ. But anyway, if you think that's maybe you have mid-length brunette curly hair and you think that is a load of rubbish, then we're here to give you a slightly different message. Joining me today, as you've already heard, it's not just me here.
Whoops, I was meant to be quiet before.
No, I like a bit of disruption. We have Ashley. Ashley and I, get this, we used to work together. We worked out 7 years ago, apparently, really old, yeah. A long time. We used to work together for a company called PUA Training. Yeah. Which is pickup artist training, which was essentially where we were for years. We would coach men for hours a day on how to meet women in an ethical way, I think, ish. Well, at least we did.
Generally, yeah. To be fair, that company, one of the things that they were highlighting was about the whole natural thing. So even though there were a lot of, like, other things that were involved, that was one thing that I think was pretty different, yeah, compared to other companies, because it wasn't about teaching, do this routine or say this script or blah, 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 blah. It was about... nurturing, basically.
Right. So we basically took guys who really wanted to meet women, and we were on the same coaching team, effectively, and we take them out for shifts and get them to say hello to women. Sometimes we get the day shift, so we take them around Oxford Circus into Topshop if the weather was cold. And then the rest of the time, sometimes we get the night shift, and sometimes the night shift ended, get this 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he had to find somewhere to take a guy until 4 a.m. and get him to approach women there. But anyway, that's where we learn some of our skills how we started in coaching. And this was obviously a long time ago, and subsequently I've worked with many thousands of other people, a lot of them women. Why I wanted to bring Ashley in today actually is because we were having a little chat. We actually reconnected at one of my former clients' weddings. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. It works in Bucharest. And, you know, Ashley said some really wise things to me, kind of in the middle of the wedding dance floor that stood out. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get him on the podcast, get him to share some pearls of wisdom. And we were sort of chatting again on my sofa, as I usually do before we get started. And the thing that was coming up for us as a sort of a theme or a learn for this week was about assumption and story.
Yeah.
That is basically when you get, and I've even done it this week, I've been conscious that I've done it, you get a message from someone and then you create a story around it. So you're like, oh, why is he saying, let's keep our meeting short and sweet? Does that mean that he isn't giving me most of his time? What's he got going on later that afternoon? Does he not like me that much? Why is he dictating the pace of the... And he's probably just written that because that was the first thing that popped into his mind, he's communicated that. And there isn't a big master plan behind it. So that's what it means by assumption story. It's basically when we attribute or create meaning to things which goes beyond objectively what we know to be true or fact.
And sometimes it can be so like, we're so clever, like our minds are so clever in the sense of
devious.
Yes, we can create these stories and interpretations and assumptions and think, wait, I've noticed it, I've caught it, woohoo, but then still operate and act within that. So even though we're trying to be clear and concise with the person who we're maybe dealing with and communicating with, we're still kind of coming from that space. The only difference is we're aware that we're coming from that space now. Does that make sense? I think that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think what I notice is, and I've noticed, I get this a lot when I'm coaching and I'm working with women through my online club as well, that a lot of the time, so much anxiety and stress is built up by not the action, but the meaning that we give to it.
Yeah.
Right. And like, let's be real. We've all had some ropey bad situations in the past. You know, you had people that have cheated or have lied, or you maybe have placed your trust in people that in retrospect weren't worth placing your trust in. We've all been there.
Yeah.
That can sometimes hang around us though, like a ball and chain, which we then drag into, and we start going, well, it's like it triggers us. We go, well, he said that to me, and that reminds me of that time in the past when someone said that, and he probably, because they're all cheats and liars, it probably means this. And instead, okay, whilst it's good to have your intuition switched on, what we don't want to do is basically perceive a person's actions, make up a story about it, and then without checking in with them and with no communication, act on the story.
Yeah.
So it could be like, I don't know, some guy, he reschedules your meeting. Or here's a good one. I actually heard this from one of my female subscribers earlier this week, so this is legit.
Okay.
A guy texts her at 9 p.m. She's like, why is he texting me at 9 p.m.? That's way too late. What's he playing at? I'm trying to meet now. And okay, now this, funny enough, is an overhang, I would say, of the rules. Okay, so let me just lay this out for you.
Little booty call thing,
wasn't it? Yeah, common misconception. So what's happened is the actual... Oh my God, sorry. Ashley's phone is... He said it was on vibrate.
I did put it on vibrate.
He did put it on vibrate. This is...
That was an alarm. It reminded me to be thankful and to take a moment and just be still. Seriously.
Seriously, I know, because you told me about the thankfulness alarm before. Yeah. That's all right. I think it's not... See, that's a good thing to do for my... Have a thankfulness alarm. That could be your homework for this week. Anyway, but so here's what's happened. He's messaged you after 9. So the fact of the matter is... He's messaged you after 9 p.m. because that's the time. As long as he's in the same time zone as you, that's what's actually happened.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to bring some stuff to the table around that. You might make some assumptions. Now, because of books like The Rules that say if he messages you late, that's a booty call, blah, 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 you might go, he's disrespecting me. He just wants to have sex with me. He's not interested in me as a person. So I don't like him anymore. And I'm going to react to what I think his motivations are. Yeah. So I'm going to, you know, make shit difficult for him, or I'm going to be annoyed, or I'm just going to feel a bit insecure and I'm going to worry and I'm going to judge him. Now, I'm not saying, so, you know, sometimes guys, I had a guy ring me at 11, 5 minutes to midnight. And I would say maybe that's more on the borderline. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
It's valid to think that as well. I can, in one case, but until you know for sure.
Right.
Because every guy is going to be an individual in terms of why they're...
Okay, so here's what could... Here's the thing. He could be up for meeting you last minute, and he is probably going to be open to having sex with you because, you know, he is a guy and he wants to meet you and he thinks you're sexy, so that's fine. But that might... Or in many cases, that won't be the main driving force. So if he doesn't get to have sex with you, that's not going to be his only agenda.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be some people out there who'd maybe just want to meet people late at night for sex. And you know what? All power to them as long as they're upfront about it.
Yeah.
A lot of the time you're going to get guys that just, he got out of work late. He doesn't carry the same assumptions around texting you at 9 p.m. that you do.
Yeah.
There's all these...
He might be someone who's spontaneous, or he might not necessarily live in a particular conventional way. So he might think, oh, we could have a date at night time. And that doesn't mean being in the home. That could be going out for late night.
Yeah. And he could want to have sex with you, but he could also be equally open... to just hanging out.
Yeah.
We don't know. Obviously, if this is a routine thing, or you know, there's a personal boundary there, maybe you're not comfortable.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
With someone messaging you after 9 p.m. and you know what, last minute dates aren't your thing. If that's the case, that's fine. But don't, because there's been a book by some people in New York telling you that if he texts you late at night, then he must be this. Don't buy into it. This is rubbish. It's just statistically not true. Like, there's no way that is going to be the case all the time.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. Instead of going into story, get this groundbreaking, you're going to communicate with him. You're going to move the message. Yes. And if you ain't happy with meeting him late at night, you could say, spontaneity is all good, but I'm already chilling out tonight, but maybe we can meet over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, so you've clearly communicated, you still want to meet up, you're still open to that, but you just don't do last minute.
Yeah.
Or you do last minute, and that's your thing, and that's, you like it, but you don't feel comfortable with it going into sexual territory. You can say, we can definitely do a drink at 9 p.m, but it will be one drink. Can you meet me? And then you maybe suggest meeting in an area or a place that you feel secure and that's convenient to you.
Yeah.
Or you go and meet him at 9 p.m. and have crazy sex, and you don't think that that is going to determine, if he's a good quality guy, that ain't going to determine whether he sees you again or not.
Yeah.
Because you've got better shit to offer than just your physical body.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
So.
But that's also you being aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
As a female, as an individual. Because it's all well and good knowing that, oh yeah, men want me for my body, or having that kind of general assumption, but also as well, are you aware of the other qualities that you have? Are you actually are you keeping yourself, are you cultivating yourself and nourishing and nurturing yourself into this radiant, beautiful, attractive woman, apart from just your physicality?
And you should be communicating on that. You don't fear. So here's what I do. We were talking about this, having a policy and noticing when you're going into assumption story. And you notice it, basically. Well, I notice. And I do, by the way, I'm not saying I'm like holier than thou. Do this all the time.
I do it too. Men do it too.
Right. We all do it.
We're humans.
Humans do it. But it's about realizing that sometimes it doesn't help you. And so how do we manage this in a way that's better? I always notice that I'm going to assumption story because usually physically I feel more agitated, like in my body. I feel stressed out. I feel anxious. I feel sort of out of sorts with things. And if I'm noticing that, I think a good thing to clock is to go, I'm obviously feeling anxious. In a space where I feel anxious and stressed, I either need more information so I can feel more secure and relax, or I need to notice that I'm feeling anxious and stressed, and I need to let this emotion shift and pass before I make a good decision about things. So catch it and go, right, I either need to do something to help me relax, and that could be ringing up a female friend, chatting it through, it could be going out to dance class, it could be doing something, doing some yoga, do something to get you in your best return to normal frame of mind, or recognize there's something in here that's making me intuitively sort of uncomfortable. And instead of just keeping it to yourself, communicate it to him in a way that's non-judgmental, that's quite lighthearted and open and transparent. If he's a good egg and he's someone that you should be with, he should communicate back to you in a good way. He should accept what you're saying and show a willingness to create dialogue and to reassure you. And if he doesn't do any of those things and he finds he doesn't communicate with you well, or he ignores you, or he says something hostile, that's when he's a bad egg, and that's when you get rid of him. It's not because he texts you at 9 p.m. It's how he responds to you asserting a boundary that you're not comfortable with, that or how he responds to you when you need reassurance. Those are the important bits.
Definitely the space that, again, it's the space, the energy that you're being in that moment. And again, it can sound like an easier said than done thing to do and la 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 a little bit, but like, in terms of the simplicity of this, positive or negative, are you coming from a positive space, are you coming from a negative space? Are you doing it with negativity, or are you doing it with positivity? And I'm pretty sure that most of us all the time, we don't want to be coming from a negative space. It's okay that, and us feeling upset and sad and angry and all that, that's not negative, that's just being human. It's and embracing that and being with that. But once you start to perpetuate and react from that, and it turns into potentially hostile way, or into to a way that it's going to lead into an argument, now obviously you're going into that territory of it being a negative thing versus coming from a negative place.
Yeah. And I think also that what I think is an important point there as well is, like, particularly if there's someone you're dating or you're kind of interested in with the view of this could be your partner or boyfriend, or maybe they are your partner or your boyfriend, interpret or try, at least until proven otherwise.
I liked what you said earlier. Actually,
Proven otherwise, innocent until proven guilty. Assume positively about your partner. It's funny. It's a little mental trick to go through. But if you always think, just believe that your partner has your best interests in mind and they're acting from a good space and with goodwill and good intention. If you find otherwise, you find otherwise and you end that thing and you get out of it. But that belief in your partner's goodwill is like such a crux of like a healthy, positive relationship. And you know what? We've all had experiences with some bad eggs that have maybe, you know, misled us or abused our trust. And that's all right. But that you can't carry that in and assume everyone's that way. There's plenty of like really good, decent people out there who have a very similar value system to you who are going to respond well. Mm-hmm. And you will find more of them by harnessing that sort of positive mindset and believing the best in others. Believing the best in others and actively communicating your boundaries rather than jumping the gun to something negative.
And also, along with that, whilst communicating, being aware of the kind of platforms that work best for you and both of you in terms of communicating. Because I think always in person is one of the best way. But that may not always be possible. So there's obviously phone calls, there's Skype. If you're doing it via WhatsApp there's like audio notes, there's things like that. Yes, of course, you can still text message or WhatsApp message and all that, but just being aware of the platform you're using to communicate as well and what it is you're communicating makes a massive difference.
It does.
There's things that can easily get misconstrued.
Oh, WhatsApp is like the worst. It's the devil, isn't it? Like, seriously, getting into text messages and then, oh, they've read it, but they're like, oh my God, just speak to them. It's so much easier. If it's anything important, don't type. I know it can feel confrontational and awkward, but you have to verbally say it and have them listen. It will make such a difference. I wish we could talk for ages longer.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you want to, obviously, if they want to find out more about your stuff, as I genuinely rate you a lot as a coach. It was really good.
You're making me blush.
Oh man, that pep talk you gave me at the wedding was like off the hook. It was so good. Oh, so if there's a woman who you know you want some man perspective, where can they find out about your stuff?
You can look me up at www.ashleyloydshaw.com. That's AshleyLoydShaw. You can find out about the different things that I'm up to via checking out my website. And also there's a contact section there as well. If you want to contact me, and we can take it from there in terms of how we continue to communicate and whatnot. But and there's also YouTube as well, but there'll be links on that you'll see in regards to certain videos that I do called Simple Suggestions in relation to love life, which I specifically do for women at the moment, just because we all as humans can just make things so complicated. And I just feel there's stuff that I've done with men beforehand, and this is just a way that I can relate to and also cultivate within myself as well, speaking to a female audience and being able to keep things simple.
It's beautiful. And I have to say, because actually I wrote Ashley so much as a coach, I'm also actively roping him in to do some work with me. As you guys, I hope you know this, I have an amazing community that's called the HQ Club, which is specifically for women who want to go basically burn the rule book, go really practical on this stuff and actually take an entirely new female empowerment version of love. Because in case you haven't noticed, love is often set up in a way which really doesn't serve us as women. It tells us we're desperate, we're needy, don't do this, don't talk to him. Don't sleep with him. Don't text him. There's a lot of don'ts in there. And I think that's actually quite a rubbish way to live and doesn't really gel with someone who, like yourself, who's probably putting your identity out there in the world, who's working really well with other things in your career space, in your friendship space. So because of that, I decided to create this amazing community, because I think sometimes it's good as well to know that there are other women who are on the same wavelength, the same mission statement as you. And with that, you can have the ability to ask me a question a day, AMA, ask me anything. I also do really amazing real life events, mainly in London, but also kind of international as well, or with international participation at my London events. I also do very, very practical training. So if you want to take a different slant into this, and you think, actually, maybe if I look at this critically, all of that advice and those ideas that I've been operating from may have been actually screwing it up instead of working for me, go to hayleyquinn.com/club and you'll find details of how to get on board. And it's hayleyquinn.com/club. And of course, if you love this podcast, love HQ, please subscribe, comment, share it with someone who needs to hear it. or who's, you know, you reckon, maybe even if you haven't recognised this yourself, maybe you know someone else that will need to take a listen. And I will be back again, God willing, next week with another episode of Love HQ. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.